Once upon a tangent.
Action Jackson.
Whoa.
Had that
Ted Brown.
How are you?
He's been sitting on that one for a while, still up in his tall barber's chair type situation.
I'll recall that intro line with you in just a moment when we get into the story, and you'll see why I said Action Jackson, but there's a very good reason for it.
Oh, it's a reference.
It's a reference.
Pre-story reference.
It's a pre-story reference. I'm planting him left, right, and centre. How are you?
Look out. I'm okay, thanks. How are you, Ted Brown?
I'm really good. I'm really excited. I'm happy to be back in our tangent booth.
Yeah, this is good. The booth of tangents is a little bit excited because some of you have jumped on our Facebook page, which has been awesome. It shows that people are listening.
Yeah.
And jump on there, jump on iTunes, all of that, and rate it if you can because it helps us. The grassroots.
Yeah,
that's what we need.
They don't grow by themselves. The grassroots need, like, fertilize. You
fertilize it with words.
Take a dump on
our... It's beautiful.
You know, with 5 stars.
Man,
5-star dump.
Crafting the words beautifully. Yeah, so jump on Facebook. Wherever you hear this too, if you can rate. You know, obviously, if you think it's worthy of all the stars, that'd be fantastic.
Yeah.
It helps. We enjoy doing it anyway, but it's really good to see that people are having a listen every now and again.
And if you think it's not worth all of the stars, save it for yourself. Don't put it online. We don't want 4 stars.
We have a minimum 5-star limit.
Yeah, 5-star or nothing. No. Give us what you honestly think. It's fine. You know, there is something to be said about a brand new house or a brand new car when you're the first person in it and it's just fresh and you've got that fresh. Our Facebook page is like that. It's young, it's fresh.
Yeah, we need like smell-o-vision where people can sniff the screen and go, man, this is a new Facebook page, I love it. Yeah. Hopefully no one uses it and we don't have to put up a nice little smelly tree from the screen.
Be one of the first, come in, enjoy. Just give us a housewarming gift if you want, optional.
Don't fart in there or take your shoes off because that just ruins a new page smell.
Yeah.
A bit of respect. And do you think the tangentarians are the followers of our...
Oh, I think it's a...
We'll maybe come back with something next week.
A few syllables too long,
cool.
Maybe.
That's cool. Well, let's get into your story then, Ted Brown.
Yes, it's my turn to tell you about my story. If this happens to be your first episode, you just feel like starting at number 10.
Doesn't matter.
Ted Brown, which is me, it's my turn to write an original story. Don Craig, you've never heard this.
Never.
You're about to hear this.
I have no idea what's coming my way.
And I'm hoping for some nice feedback and some direction on this story.
That's always what you get.
That's right.
I don't sugarcoat.
And today's story is called The Bear's Buffet. For the listener, there's an apostrophe in there. It's not many bears having a buffet. It's the single bear's buffet.
Yep.
Okay. Bryant the brown bear lived large in his lair. Bright berries for brekkie, fresh fish to spare. I'll just wait for your...
Look, if you're listening for the first time, this awkward silence is because Ted Brown... Loves a good rhyme.
He loves a rhyme.
Does not shy away from a rhyme.
That's where Action Jackson comes in.
I've
been writing this
all
week, and the rhymes are like rattling around my head. I can't help them.
But were you throwing me a bit of a curveball early on with Bryant?
Yeah.
Is his name Bryant with a T?
Yeah, Bryant with a T.
And that's a bear?
He's a brown bear. Yeah,
so Bryant the brown bear. Whenever he gets introduced,
okay,
what's your name, Bryant? G'day, Brian. Bryant. People are going to think, no, it's not Bryant.
It's kind of like an... redundance, like letter, isn't it, Bryant? Yeah.
But it makes it a little bit interesting.
Yeah.
You're opening kids' minds to the name Bryant.
Name,
I don't reckon that's out there
no.
that much. So we're rhyming again.
We're definitely rhyming.
Ted Brown back in his comfort zone.
But I said, it can't just be the normal thing, Ted. You've got to push yourself, Ted. What are you going to do? And I've done as many alliterations as I can. I've done as many tongue twisters as I can.
I saw you kicking it off. It's an alliteration
storm. It's a very complicated
storm.
Script, but yeah.
Cool, man. Wow, this is full on. Go for it.
So this guy's in his lair, and he's got lots of food stored up.
Okay.
He would hunt and hoard and eat and gnaw, and never for a minute would he feel bored.
Hoard, gnaw, and bored. They're all...
So, hey, you can't question the rhymes this time, buddy. Last time you busted my chops on a...
Hoard and gnaw?
Sounds the same. Come on.
Hoard, gnaw, right? I'm not hoard and gnaw.
Just you round your mouth out. You go, hoard, gnaw. Yeah, same. You have to do it that way.
That's okay. I love the justification.
Thanks.
Oh, man, you set yourself a really big task early on with alliteration
exhausting.
And rhyming.
Exhausting. And you'll see, you picked the point in this book where I stopped doing it. You'll see very soon.
Very soon. I like that. I'm giving you a clue. It's very soon.
It comes up.
Okay, cool.
He was freely feasting, and everyone saw, the whole forest knew of his smorgasbord.
Well, right there you finished the rhyming.
Yeah.
Don't tell me that is still a rhyme.
What do you mean? That's a rhyme, isn't it?
Smorgasbord and...
Saw. Everyone saw, the whole forest knew of his smorgasbord.
Bore.
There it is. You got to hang the
it's
D.
It's back.
It's the hangman.
Man, loyal listeners will, this will resonate so truly with them. Oh, he's done
I
it
said,
again.
I've just got to stick to what I know.
You know what? Maybe that's your thing.
Maybe it
we
is.
Call it's Ted Brown, the partial rhymer.
Partial? You're hurtful, man. That's.
But I love thought... what you've done. You set yourself such a massive challenge that the fall was always going to be great.
Yeah.
But it's like there are chapters of falls. The first little one is the non-rhyming, but let's go.
I'm sure there's a 10-year-old listening with his father or his mother right now going, Duncraig, he is rhyming. See, the kid's ear is different.
Leave him alone, Duncraig.
Maybe the young ear hasn't fully developed yet.
And I should shut up because I haven't rhymed one yet.
I want to see yours. Yeah.
All right, fair enough.
Now, so we're talking about his smorgasbord here and what's on the menu? Let's find out.
Smorgasbord.
Black.
Duh. Found the duh.
You found the duh. Black bat and beaver bake, stew of squirrel, salmon and snake, rare raven roast, timberwolf on toast. There was no combination he could not make. Hey, it actually rhymed. Not surprised.
Bravo.
Did you like that little snake and make?
What a great, I don't know if that's a stanza or a paragraph. That was...
I see. I didn't want to go for the typical... Thank you. That is a... Thank you.
For me, that was a good effort.
Yeah. I like menus and food. You know me. Look at me. I like food.
I'd be massively disappointed if the one after this is where you stop rhyming because you nailed it in that one.
There's a few more rhymes before I give up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
So there's quite a few alliterations there. But Bryant the brown bear was tantalized by taste. His eyes were blind to the weight in his waist.
Cool, man.
Weight as in heaviness, not...
And I like it how the alliteration in that... I'm calling them stanzas.
Okay, thanks.
In stanzas that, good, yeah. Were T's... After you said Bryant.
Yes, Bryant.
Bryant. And then we just let rip with 100 T's after that. Just to ram home. It's not Brian. It's Bryant at the end of his name. And then I'm going to start every other word with
taste. Yeah, that's right. You heard it. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was accidental. I didn't even know.
Man, letter of the week.
From the river to the ridge, the creatures were vexed. The worry of being quarry meant they could be next.
What do you mean the worry of being quarry? Quarry is in where you dig in the ground.
Oh, no. The other quarry. When you're the hunted.
Oh, I don't know that word.
I think... Oh, God. I should have thesaurused it.
That's not true. I don't know that reference.
I might have interpreted it wrong, but I think it means like to
no,
be
you're
hunted.
Thinking of
you
the
are
hunted.
Quarry. I am hunting my quarry.
Really?
So if you're running away and you're hunting a fox, the fox becomes the quarry.
Oh.
So the worry
because
of being
Because if you hunted
quarry,
a quarry like a hole in the ground, that's easy. Got it.
Yeah, they've been hunting it for like... several hundred meters and it hasn't moved. It's a huge crater now.
Heaps of people. I've found this. Yeah, I know, mate. We've all found the quarry.
Yeah,
it's
I can see
hard.
Tractors coming in and out of it. Yeah. Meanwhile, you've got tiered stairs.
That fox is running off going, I'm not even a quarry. I'm just
a quarry.
Fox. Now, question.
Yeah.
Duncraig.
Yeah. Are you putting cards
reporter
down,
for
eh?
Once Upon a Tangent?
Yeah, yeah.
Age bracket. Because, man, that was complex.
Yeah, look. It's for gifted six-year-olds. 6 or 7 year olds.
So the gifted kids from your previous stories.
Yeah, they got to be gifted.
Which were fictional children. So technically maybe this is... All right, you know what? Hey, I would like to reward the smart kids.
Yeah.
If they get this, man, well done. If I get corrected by a six-year-old gifted child that says, damn idiots! Yeah, don't you know what a quarry is?
You've got to run. But I'm taking... That. On this category, I'm taking your leaf from your book, which is teach them as you go along. So you're teaching, educating the
I
kid.
Like that.
So the kid might not know what a quarry is. Stupid kid thinks it's a rock or a hole in the ground. And you say,
I'm about to teach you something. Sit down, here's some learning.
And then it's the kind of trivia or tidbit that they take to school going, do you know what a quarry is? Because I do. And then they'll like bully their friends about it. That's okay.
Yeah, so well done, you've created a social problem with
a
the
monster.
Word quarry. Cool.
So everyone's worrying about being quarry. The fern frogs frowned and flinched in fear. The reindeer sneered when he got near.
Mm.
The chipmunks chucked a yui when he was chowing. Don't go upright. The tubby turkeys trembled because that bear was ploughing. As in ploughing through the food chain.
Was at some point in there the rhyming fellow?
No, I thought that was strong alliteration. Well, there. I had fern frogs and chipmunks chucking yuis and chowing.
For people that don't live in Australia, chucking a yui is a U-turn. So you're going down the road and then you go back the way you came.
Like a U-turn.
Quickly, a U-turn.
I was surprised by someone who was not Australian. I don't remember where I saw this, who said yui. I'm like, surely they don't mean it the way we mean it. Sure. I thought that was an Australianism. I don't think it's anywhere else. But I'm happy to be corrected.
Okay.
On our Facebook page, Once Upon a Tangent.
Absolutely. Get amongst it and tell your friends.
Join the community.
And what a tight-knit community it is. Yeah. Once a week, we deliver a story. It's, it's like a big warm hug.
It's like stepping into a lounge room with a family. Hey, do you mind if I join you guys for dinner? Yeah, sure. Come on in. That's our Facebook page.
Sit here. Wow, it smells nice. Yeah, it's still pretty new.
It's a new house.
Can you actually paraphrase where the story's at? Because I must admit, with my tangents, I've lost a little
bit. Right. So far, we've got Bryant, the brown bear, who's basically a food lover.
Okay.
He's got a very delicious menu of
waste.
And he should be eating only his kinds of food. But no, he's got snakes. He's got everything.
He's eating all those
things.
That's
his menu. That's his small.
He ate the frogs that were on the ferns.
That's why he's fat.
You're kidding me.
Well, they're all worried about being quarried. They're running away from the risk of also joining.
Hole in the ground, and my brain just stuck.
No, that's okay. The ones who are actually victims and dead at this point, black bats, beaver, salmon, snake, squirrel, timberwolf on toast, they're all on the menu. He's already eating those.
A timberwolf on toast? This guy is massive then.
Can you imagine it, though? Like a little caviar, like a pâté on toast. Oh. I imagine like little French toast with timberwolf fillets.
What have you got there, Bryant?
Timberwolf
and some crispy.
And this salmon. I'm eating the salmon, but also it's eggs. It's offspring. It's caviar.
Oh, wow. He works through a whole family tree in one sitting.
He's a Michelin-starred bear, this
guy.
So meanwhile, the frogs and the reindeer and the chipmunks and the turkeys, they're still out there as being quarried, but they want to keep away from his menu because they're going to get caught at this rate. He's getting so big, he's going to kill the whole forest. That's where we're up to now.
Haven't some of the ones that he's caught, like timberwolf, they'd be pretty gnarly at getting away.
Yeah, I would.
Why did the timberwolf get caught?
Put me on the spot. I think what happened is the timberwolf's being sort of like, ooh, cool, food in a pantry. Let's get in there. Oh, God, it was a trap. So I think he set up
Have
his
you told
cave.
Us there's a trap?
No, I'm just, you asked me. And I'm.
That's excellent.
You put me on the spot and you made me answer, and I don't like my answer.
All right, cool. So there are some that are safe, but some of the gnarly ones, the good getaway ones, he's actually caught and eaten.
Either way, he is a problem, Bryant, for the nature.
Man, the town's going to have to rally against this guy.
Then one January, a man called Canterbury left his lodge to hunt an adversary. That was loose even for me. The creatures corralled this man in green, bleating and begging for him to intervene.
Back with a solid rhyme, though.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was
because it was kind of loosey-goose in the middle, and then... Canterbury sounds like a hunter's name, doesn't it? He'd wear that kind of hat and he'd have a musket gun.
That was too easy fodder for me, so I've gone.
You've left it, okay.
But it's... Let that one go. It's,
Canterbury, he'd talk like that.
Yeah.
Let's go hunting.
Yeah.
Canterbury. And you have a beagle or a basset hound.
Absolutely.
Running with him.
Yeah.
Canterbury consulted the Council of Critters, selling a solution that gave them all jitters. And now his voice. At the rising of the sun, I'll get my gun. I'll crisscross the woods and go on the hunt. That didn't rhyme at all.
Least of your dramas. Why'd they choose a 137-year-old bloke to hunt a bear?
Because he's like...
You're good at voices. I reckon you can... Youngify Canterbury.
Canterbury.
I softened the T. That was lazy.
So John making like a kid?
Canterbury. No. Just... I was thinking he has to be big and brash and bold, and he has to take on a bear that's eating everything in its tracks.
He's got
to
be a bit more
in
manly.
His wake, I mean, he's leaving stuff. I don't even know what I'm saying. This bear's scaring me.
Boy,
Canterbury.
Canterbury, can you do it? At the rising of the sun.
I like that.
I'll get my gun.
Yes.
I'll crisscross the woods and go on the hunt. No, see, it doesn't fit.
No, but now he's angry Scottish. I don't mind that.
Okay.
No, that's fearsome.
Oh, that wasn't my Scottish accent, but if you believe it was, I'll take it.
What was it?
I don't know. Welsh.
Maybe a travelling Welshman.
Travelling Welshman. a cosmopolitan Welshman. He's travelled. He's well travelled. The animals analysed the plucky punter's plot, but they searched their souls and called it off. As in the hit. They called off the hit.
I like that. Yeah, it is like a hit.
Call off the hit.
Call off the hit.
And someone's talking here, but I'm not going to tell you who yet.
Okay.
Yes, Brian is greedy. And yes, he is a guts. But if he kills Bryant... He's killing one of us, the animals. Conscience.
That was a badger.
You think it was a badger?
Yeah.
I will reveal it in the next sentence.
Oh, yes.
They nodded at the knowledge the night owl imparted.
Badger.
The night owl.
Badger. No, I like that night owl.
The night owl's the wise
he's
man.
He's knowledgeable. You know, I like that.
A group of owls is what? Called a jury? I can't remember what it was called.
A jury. Is that right?
Yeah, cool. So they nodded at the knowledge the night owl imparted. Stereotype. Typecast. They nodded at the knowledge the night owl imparted, then traced tracks to the bear's apartment. Apparently he lives like in a high rise now.
Yeah, what?
I had to rhyme imparted. They knocked on the door and looked at each other. Short and tall, they stood together. Yep, you can see where it's beginning to fall off now.
The rounded shoulders, the look to the side. Don't be that down on yourself. We now all know where the rhyming finished.
Look, there's only one and a little bit to go, so I'm off the cliff. The alliteration is over.
That's cool, man. Fly away. Fly off the cliff.
Bryant stepped out with a fish in his mouth. Eating, as always. Was there really any doubt? Fat guy.
Yeah, and just... He's just come to the door, not only speaking with his mouth full, but answering the door with a mouthful of food.
He was, hey, ooh, food delivery.
Who this?
The door opens and he thinks, ah, Domino's, thanks. I've delivered all the food that I ordered. Or what's the other company that sells it fresh, light and easy? It is easy. I don't have to hunt it.
So while he's waiting for home delivery, he just smashes a fish.
Yeah, he's like, oh yeah, he's just snacking on some salmon.
In his apartment. Where's he got the fish from?
He's living off the fat of the land, this guy.
I'd love it.
He stores everything. They told him he was safe and wouldn't be shot as long as his feasting came to a stop. They mean business.
Man, you came back to the rhyming. Well, yeah. You recovered. You
rhyming, but no alliteration. It was just basic Wayne the Roo rhyming now. We've gone back to episode one level.
That's cool. So what did he say?
They told him he wouldn't be shot as long as he stopped feasting. They're calling an ultimatum with this guy.
But they've gone against what the owl said.
No. So the owl said... We shouldn't have him killed because if we kill him, he's an animal and we're also sort of having a go at one of our own.
Yeah, but they've turned up with a gun.
No, said he'd be safe and wouldn't be shot.
Yeah.
They've left Canterbury behind.
Oh, I thought you meant they've turned up pointing a gun at him and said, mate, violence. Forget the fish, don't eat anyone that you're looking at right now or I'll shoot you.
So okay, here's a question for you. Yeah. If there was a standover animal, which animal would lead the standover at the door?
Oh, bloody bear, man.
But the bear is being...
You bring another bear. If you could afford the flights, a polar bear.
Oh, yeah.
And that would freak out the brown bear, whatever, the grizzly that you're talking
about.
What
uniform are you wearing?
Yeah, it's like, whoa. And just one of those, bro, I don't want to.
It also has like
man.
A layer of like racism in it, you know, white power, white power bear and brown bear.
Hopefully not. It's just a bigger thing.
Are polar bears really bigger than brown bears? Maybe they probably are.
Yeah, I don't know. Or a whale.
You just said that like, that's a good solution.
Bring the biggest living thing on the planet.
The whale.
A whale.
What's your name? Willy, as in Free Willy. Yeah, that's an intimidating name.
Orca, killer whale.
Oh, that's
so
better.
So his name precedes
Orca whale.
Him.
That's turns kind of whale.
Old mate Bryant comes to the door and goes, oh, yeah. Oh, God. Crap.
I'm eating one of your species too. Yeah. Oh, geez, bad time.
Because he's in an apartment and the little stairwell and the foyer out the front, all he's going to see is like a tenth of the orca.
Yeah.
And he goes,
right, gig's up.
Yep, that's cool.
Help yourself, buffet's open.
Just picks a bit of fish out of his teeth and goes, I'm cool. Veggies, trees.
I'm a vegetarian bear.
Everyone come in. I've got
clean eating.
I've got dip that's made of your family, but that's cool. That's the last I have of animals.
I have kale chips. You know, I'm going to eat your family dip with my kale chips.
Wow, okay. Good. So,
in this case, there is no standard.
So stop eating or you'll be shot.
It's like a community approach as safety numbers. That's what it is. Cool. Safety numbers. They've semicircled the front of the thing. And you can imagine this picture book, right? They're all around him and he's just standing alone in the doorway. Bryant was shocked at what he'd become. A greedy, chubby, gluttonous bum. His tummy...
Kids will love that, just quietly.
I have to put something for the kids.
Kids are going
to
love the word bum.
After all, it is a kid's book. I should probably throw him a bone. Yeah.
And kids are going to laugh after that. So you could chuck in... a whole bunch of words that don't make sense. Like when people do the advertising, they don't have the words there for a print ad.
Yeah.
They go, this is how your ad would look. XP, and then something in French backwards.
Yeah.
You have to have that after a bum joke because when I've read to my children and there's something in there, they laugh. And for the next 5 seconds when you're reading, no idea what the story is.
They're still thinking of the joke. The joke's still burning strong.
That's right.
You've got to let it finish.
So practice that bit. So do the bum, read into the bum part.
A greedy, chubby, gluttonous bum.
Now keep reading.
His tummy brought up.
Dad! That part will be missed.
Yeah, but this is like the real world test. I need this. It's kind of like the four-wheel drive track that we talk about. Yeah. You know, this is the real world test.
Yeah, you're welcome.
His tummy brought trouble and serious strife, but these gracious animals spared him his life.
Yeah, it's a nice rhyme.
From that day forward, the forest was united. They were off the menu, and it got them excited.
Pow. Back-to-back rhymes, yeah. Proper rhymes.
And now to finish it off with the big sealer. This is the one lining up after the siren kicking a goal. Here we go. Bryant cleared the cave of all the meat, but he kept the salmon. Because, hey, a bear's got to eat.
Oh, pow.
Yeah.
At the end of it.
A bit of a, hey, bear's got to eat.
So he looks with the hands up like the shrug of the shoulders. A bear's got
to
eat.
What do you want me to do? A man's got to eat. Yeah. And I guess the moral would be let the animals eat, but eat your food group and don't go overboard.
Yeah.
So
that's right. Yeah. He's a salmon guy.
He has to eat salmon. It's his,
yeah. A little bit of
bread
dill.
And butter. I mean, well, it's his salmon and butter.
You know, he's not. He's,
bit of dill.
I was going to say he's not an animal. A little bit of dill.
Bloody bit of maybe garlic some, butter or something.
Oh, well, yeah. Come on, man. If you get,
what does he serve it
he's
with?
He's
not
what killing drink, anything you know? For garlic. Garlic can't scream.
No, that's right. So, yeah.
No, well done.
There. Thank you, sir.
Well done. That had a lot of buffet. Layers, man.
Layers. I started off trying to challenge myself, like, in the words of trying to alliterate and get, what's the word, tongue twisters going.
Yeah.
It was very exhausting. And then I went, oh, I've got to finish this off. And towards the end, I was like, whatever. Let's just get the moral over with and...
I know you like to get raced, not race to the moral, but yeah. Have that strong moral at the end. Hmm. But I like that. Just and I was there at the end going, yeah, clean it up. What'd they do with the meat?
Well, I guess it's kind of like one of those things when you have the UN arriving at like a place that needs a lot of food and they've got them in crates. And then there's like probably a raccoon going up to the top going, right, who wants this?
Oh,
and throwing it off
yeah,
the crates
think, yep.
into the crowd.
Because waste not, want not. We
that's
don't condone
right.
the wasting of the meat that's already been hunted.
And so I guess turkey would be eaten by something like, I don't know, like a wolf. Yep. Maybe a fox would be eaten by like a raven or a bird of prey.
Yep.
So
but
each
that's
to their own.
Probably not around the community round table. Where it's
not
like,
not at the time.
Hey man, what did you get from? What did you get, mate? Stop
from the buffet.
Stop talking.
What?
What did you get from the bear when he cleared out his house?
That's right, his pantry.
Chicken, and that's the chicken going. Sorry, what?
Oh,
bear's like, yeah, enjoy everyone. Go, we're not enjoying anymore, mate. We just realised we're eating our relatives.
That's right.
Now, well done.
Thanks.
That
so
was
I brought
a
back animals.
Challenge.
I brought back rhymes. Back to my basics.
Alliteration.
I know what I'm good for.
Get out of here.
Hey, if you get a chance, you want to give us feedback on this story or any of the others you've happened to just listen to, jump on our Facebook page.
Yeah, 5-star feedback if you can. That would be good.
Well done
today, Ted Brown. That was great. Bear's Buffet, was it?
The Bear's Buffet, available now in all good PDF form bookstores.
Once Upon a Tangent, a part of the Auscast Network.